This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we launch into the third hour of the program. Open phones here tonight. By the way, nobody, you're going to be heading up an after show this evening.
Yes. We'll be on at 10:30.
Eastern time.
Eastern Standard Time, and it will be myself.
Is it Standard Time or isn't Standard Time? Isn't Standard Time after this weekend, or is it daylight after this weekend? I always get them confused.
Does the time zone change?
Well, it's still Eastern time, but they call it a different thing. They call it either daylight time or standard.
Okay, well, let's use Unix format. America / New York.
I just call it Eastern.
Yeah, I always just refer to it as Eastern because then it doesn't matter.
Because I never remember whether it's
right. Like, it doesn't matter. It's, you know, what, you know, whether it's daylight savings or not.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So yes, tonight, 10:30 Eastern, you can join Nobody, and I believe you're going to be joined by Vincent from Questioning Authority and mm-hmm. Captain Kickass tonight on mm-hmm. the after show. And for those that aren't familiar,
we have to come up with something for Captain Kickass to be from.
He has a website, but I don't recall what it is offhand. He's a producer of parody songs.
Yes.
And he has a site on which he stores those songs that people can go and listen to, but I don't recall what the name of it is. So you should ask him that tonight.
I'll do that.
When you're on with him. But you guys are going to be doing an after show called Free Your Talk Live, which means that the phones are less restricted. So we're talking about freedom of speech here. There's these pesky FCC restrictions that we have to live by to do a radio show with that will not be in place coming up tonight at 10:30 Eastern on our DLive and Twitch channel. So you can go to DLive.LRN.FM or Twitch. LRN.FM. Follow us on one or both of those platforms, and then you'll get a notice when you hit the go live button tonight. Nobody, it'll shoot out a notice to everybody that's subscribing or everybody that's following on those platforms to let them know in case they forgot or in case they didn't listen to us talking about this. They'll be able to tune in and enjoy. So that'll be fun. I don't know what you guys are going to talk about. Sometimes it's pretty freewheeling. So
it'll probably be pretty freewheeling.
Yeah, so don't miss that tonight. So open phones here, as we always have. You can comment on this character who was previously an editor of Time magazine. His name is Stengel, Richard Stengel. He's also a chairman at the National Constitution Center, and I guess he has decided he is now against the First Amendment. He said he used to be a fan of the First Amendment, but now he's worried about hate speech.
Has he actually said that he wants to repeal the First Amendment or that he wants to modify it?
Yeah, I don't know what he
or
exactly
does he just want to ignore it? When
certainly
it's
the
inconvenient
latter.
For
yeah.
it.
Certainly you the know. Latter. It's easier to ignore it than it is to modify it.
You know
right?
what happens when you right. ban hate speech, right? The people
only
who,
outlaws have hate speech.
Well, yeah. yeah, that too. But no, the next time your enemy gets into power, they ban you.
Right.
Captain Kickass is in our Discord chat. He says, listening, he says, thank you. His parody stuff is at thekickassparodyproject.bandcamp.com. So that's his website.
And it's kickass.
He does some good songs. Very creative guy. So back to the quote here from Stengel. He's talking about hate speech. He says it diminishes tolerance. It enables discrimination. Isn't that, by definition, speech that undermines the values that the First Amendment was designed to protect? Fairness, due process, equality before the law? Well, those aren't the things that the First Amendment was designed to protect, right? Like, the First Amendment is just, you know, it's designed to protect freedom of speech, designed to protect freedom of religion, the right to assemble, and redress of grievances.
And is this guy actually an attorney?
I don't know if he's an attorney. He was an editor in Time.
Oh, that's right. He was an editor. Because the other thing is, equality under the law, nothing to do
with the First Amendment.
Or with speech. I mean,
right.
How does somebody, you know, using the N-word or saying something awful, how does that reduce your equality under the law?
He's just throwing
it's only
out
if the courts
phrases,
start treating
right.
you differently that you don't have equality under the law.
Right.
Yeah, this had to do with the oppression. The First Amendment, I believe, was the oppression, the result of the oppression of the British, is why we have the First Amendment. So it's
to be able to speak against the king.
They
weren't allowed to.
So, yeah, so anybody who's saying it's to protect, minorities, no. It's not what
it is. It is designed. I mean, the First Amendment, remember, it's not just about freedom of speech. It's also freedom of religion. That's in there. It's the freedom to assemble and the right to redress grievances. Those are, the four things that are in the First Amendment.
But the reason it came about was those things, not to protect minorities, right?
Well, no, hold on. I mean, the freedom of religion is protecting minorities of religious people, right?
You don't have to protect the speech of the majority because the majority of people support the speech of the majority.
Right.
It's when somebody has a different idea. It's not for the protection of racial or ethnic minorities. It's for the protection of intellectual minorities. The reason, though,
that it came about is not necessarily, it's broader than the reason it came about, though, right? Like, so.
And that's vital to its purpose. Milton Friedman, I think it was Milton Friedman, who wrote that, you know, there's probably a lot of individual issues that different people would like banned. Like, you know, do you think it should be legal to talk about abortion on the street corner? You could probably get a bunch of people on board with outlawing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, should it be okay to talk about homosexuality on the street corner? Well, there's a different set of people who would object to that.
That's right.
Right? So, do you want to be able to show so the thing is, by making it so broad and so singular and so absolute, the people who in theory the people who want to suppress certain forms of speech are prevented from going that way because they would suppress their own speech.
Eventually, it would happen.
Yeah, it's not like you can just repeal the protection of against religious speech.
As long as their speech stays popular, they're okay. But as soon as it becomes unpopular, then they're in trouble.
Absolutely.
So back to this anti-free speech guy, and more from his quote here. He goes on. He says, "Why shouldn't the states experiment with their own version of hate speech statutes to penalize speech that deliberately insults people based on religion, race, ethnicity, and sexual orientation?" He says.
Now that's an interesting question, and I have some questions about the 14th Amendment.
When was that?
The 14th Amendment was passed just after the Civil War, and it was passed for good reason in that it was passed to protect the rights of black folks in the postbellum South. But what it ended up doing is it required the state governments to respect your federal constitutional rights. The reason that a lot of the Bill of Rights is duplicated in each of the state constitutions is that originally the federal constitution did not bind what state governments could do. And I'm not saying that because I support them doing that so much as if the South is really horribly anti abortion, as it is. The South is anti-abortion stuff is very popular in the South. Well, if they can outlaw abortion in their own state, then they're not going to try and do it federally. Okay?
Sure, they will.
It's
If they can outline, if they can outlaw a thing in their own state and they can successfully do it, they're absolutely going to try to do it federally because they want to force their views on other people. That's the whole point of outlawing something.
Well, I think it's a lot less likely.
It's less likely. That doesn't mean
they
won't
try. If it's illegal where you live, you may not be worried that it's legal someplace else.
Sure you will, because you're a busybody. And you
I'm not
make,
a busy.
Not you, but you know the people who would do, the people who the you who we're talking about, the people who would do that.
I'm a busy nobody.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. While you still can, you still have some semblance of freedom of speech, but not of these people like this Stengel guy from Time Magazine and now the Constitution Center. His name is Richard Stengel. He has turned against freedom of speech. He's worried about people's feelings and stuff. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. That's 855-450-3733. And if you'd like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their retirement accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free and have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS, and no, it's not a Roth, you can visit dna.freetalklive.com. To learn more and watch Fortune DNA's free pre-recorded webinar. With Fortune DNA, you can invest, they say, you can invest in anything that you want, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. You can join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive. Visit dna.freetalklive.com to learn more and watch the free pre-recorded webinar over at dna.freetalklive.com. That's Fortune DNA. As we go we can go to your calls if you want to join us here, talk about freedom of speech. We're reading some quotes as cited by Reason Magazine's Nick Gillespie of the former Time Magazine editor Richard Stengel, who is just railing against freedom of speech. He is saying that, quote, all speech is not equal, and where truth cannot drive out lies, we must add new guardrails. I'm all for protecting thought that we hate, but not speech that incites hate. It undermines the very values of a fair marketplace of ideas that the First Amendment is designed to protect.
Wow.
How's that for some crazy political doublespeak?
Yeah.
He wants to outlaw speech that incites hate because it undermines the First Amendment.
And the denial of the power of truth is very disturbing to me. Because, you know, the reality is, and yeah, it's not instantaneously, but I think that on a long enough timeline, if you leave it alone, if you want to call it Jungian collective consciousness of the human race, seems to be moving in the direction of getting better.
I agree.
And you know, obviously that hasn't gotten out to the cheap seats yet.
Yeah.
But you know, on Martin Luther King said, on a long enough timeline, the universe bends toward justice.
I think
so. But
true.
To me, the tolerance of ideas that we find distasteful, or at least the tolerance of people who hold them, is essential. Because, you know, what do you do? What happens if you're getting bullied in school, okay, and you go run to the teacher? Well, she punishes the bully, and then the bullies madder at you, okay? So it needs to be something where if somebody gives you hate speech, and, you know, I had people doing it today because I happen to be a bisexual. Oh, well, if you don't like it, screw you.
Right.
And it's like, you know, my response was I didn't like her very much. And I told her I didn't like her, which is, I suppose, at least dislike speech, if not hate speech. I wouldn't say that I hated her because I was, you know, paralyzed by not caring very much.
You're talking about the person who was criticizing you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so if somebody gives you nasty speech, respond to it in kind.
Right,
if somebody punches you in the face, respond to that in kind.
I agree with you, and I disagree with this Stengel, but I'm going to try to take his perspective here and say, respond to you.
Devil's advocate mode.
What he's saying here is, yeah, sure, it's one thing if you're in the same room as somebody else, you can respond to the hate speech, you can, you know, bring the truth out, you can counter that. But on the internet, he says, there are these places where it's all hate speech. Imagine, for instance, Christopher Cantwell, who is a right-wing, white nationalist Nazi guy. He used to be a co-host on Free Talk Live before he became a Nazi. We kicked him off when he became a racist. But imagine when he goes and he creates his own show, which he's done. He creates his own website, which he's done. He could create his own Mastodon server, and he could have all hate speech in one place where no one is allowed to come in and give the other side. That's what this guy is citing here. He's saying we have these places, these pockets on the internet that are all hate and there's no truth to be found there.
Yeah, but the problem with that is he's looking at people as users of that website. But the reality is those people have lives outside that website. Mm-hmm. And so if that's the case, then you start up your own website and you say why they're wrong. You know, you respond in kind and people shift over. I'll tell you, nobody has ever changed their mind because they got beat up by Antifa. You know who changes minds? The black guy who actually goes to KKK rallies and he's collected like 200 robes that people have given him when they have left that organization. And he, you know, he's black and he goes to KKK rallies. And I have like the utmost respect for this.
That's amazing
guy.
Work, yeah.
Both in having the balls and having the emotional strength to deal with being in a situation where you're hated and just dealing with it.
Yes.
Echo chambers are dangerous for all sides, whether you're a socialist, a libertarian, or a a liberal. It doesn't really matter what side of the political spectrum you're on. It's a dangerous position to be in.
To never be challenged.
I'm all for the New Hampshire migration of libertarians and stuff, but I don't necessarily want to only hear from libertarians and from a communication standpoint, because that will just put me into this little box and I'll think everybody agrees with me, and then all of a sudden I'll realize, when they come for me, I should have paid attention to what others were saying.
I want to bring Gator on the line. He's in Florida listening to WTTB on the East Coast. Go ahead, Gator.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Pardon me?
Yes, sir, you are on the radio. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk to you about, I wanted to ask about Bitcoin.
Okay, sure.
I don't see it being utilized much, but tell me what your perspective is of its functionality and its purpose.
Well, that's a good question. I will say this before we get into functionality and purpose. It is absolutely being utilized. I mean, there are thousands of websites on the planet that accept Bitcoin as payment for products and services. Here in New Hampshire, where we're doing this show from, I just bought my dinner with Dash tonight, which is a competitor to Bitcoin. You've got, a Monster Energy?
I got a Monster and some other food that I bought before the show.
To the corner.
Would you pay Dash or Bitcoin Cash?
I actually did use Dash today, surprisingly. I haven't for, 6 months, but I did today. Somebody paid me in Dash. So.
I don't have much Dash, just a little dash of it.
Yeah, well, I use it about every single day. So, Gator, hang on the line. We're going to bring you back, okay? And we'll talk more about he wanted the purpose and something else. Forget. I didn't write it down. So hopefully he'll stick with us here.
Yeah, the purpose of it.
The purpose, what is Bitcoin all about? You can share your thoughts as well. And it is still new, by the way. I mean, we're only in the first decade. We're coming up on 11 years. In January, it'll be year 11, your 11th birthday for Bitcoin. 855 450 free. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, announced that he was ending his Democratic presidential campaign, which failed to capture the enthusiasm, interest, and fundraising of his 2018 Senate race. Addressing supporters in Iowa, O'Rourke said while his campaign was ending, he planned to stay active in the fight to defeat President Donald Trump. Four people were killed and at least four injured at a Halloween party shooting at a Northern California home rented by a woman who falsely claimed she wanted the Airbnb so her asthmatic family members could escape the wildfire smoke. Gunshots were reported last night at about 10:45 in the wealthy San Francisco suburb of Orinda, where more than 100 people were in attendance. Orinda Police Chief David Cook said at a news conference there's no ongoing threat to the public. Cook did not address a possible motive or how many people are believed to be involved in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here. Whether you want to talk about freedom of speech or Bitcoin, you can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Don't forget, Anarchapulco is coming up, and it's coming fast. You know, it's going to be here before you know it. It's happening in February, so we're like, what, 3 months away from that at this point? So mark your calendar for February 13th through the 16th. Beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, for what I believe is going to be the 6th year of Anarchapulco. It's an excellent event, and it's going to have many fantastic speakers. Ron Paul's coming back for the 3rd year in a row at Anarchapulco. But also, John McAfee will be there, I believe, for the first time. Sherry Peel Jackson, Doug Casey, Freeway Rick Ross, Del Bigtree, Jeff Berwick, Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Jeffrey Tucker, Benny Wills, and many more. You can go to anarchapulco.com. I mean, I cut my list in half. I didn't read all the names they've got in front of me. There's a bunch of speakers discussing everything from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. It's a great conference, and it's a beautiful location. You can join us there February 13th through the 16th, anarchapulco.com, and you can get 10% off with promo code FTL. At anarchapulco.com. Again, promo code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go back to Gator. He's on the line in Florida. Sounds like he's pretty new to the idea of Bitcoin. You had asked us to talk about the purpose, and there was one other word that you wanted to hear about with Bitcoin.
Functionality.
What was it, Gator? Functionality. Nobody, do you want to take this one?
Period, you had this advertisement on where you talked about some guy making 100% or 1,000% in 90 days. Those kind of things are sort of scary to me.
Whoa, I don't think we have a commercial saying that. I'm not sure what you heard.
The Bitcoin guru.
Well, there have been some big increases in the value of Bitcoin, but that has nothing to do with the point of it. As a matter of fact, it's somewhat destructive to it.
Yeah, that's what we've talked about.
The volatility of Bitcoin is the Achilles heel of Bitcoin. But that said, you can make money by using it. Or by holding it, but you can also lose money by holding it. But the purpose of Bitcoin is it's basically an accounting system. Okay, it's a ledger. Okay, and it as such it tracks transactions and it allows you. By making an entry into the ledger, you can transfer a certain amount of basically computer time because to another person. And the reason I say computer time is because the one thing that consumes Bitcoin is the transaction fees of Bitcoin. So basically, buying Bitcoin is like buying coupons to cover your Western Union fees.
I don't think that was the best explanation. I think you missed one important aspect. You called it a ledger, but we've already got ledgers. What makes this ledger different is it's public and it's decentralized and it's distributed.
Oh, you're exactly right. I should have gone into that. So
therefore, you
can't
cook the books.
And trustworthy.
Right, you can't cook the books with Bitcoin. There's no fraud that can be engaged in as far as the transactions on Bitcoin are concerned.
Well,
it's
very difficult.
How do you lose money or lose money?
Yeah, okay, the money we're talking about in this case is the value of a Bitcoin. So the Bitcoin price has gone up and it has gone down, and it has trended upward, though, over time generally. So if you took money, dollars, say if you took dollars and you bought some Bitcoin with dollars every week, you bought $10 worth of Bitcoin for the last 3 years. I saw a chart recently that showed this is what's called dollar cost averaging. You would be up, I think it was like 300%, because over time you're buying little bits of Bitcoin, you're sort of amassing more and more of it slowly, and you're not concerning yourself with whatever the price is at the moment that you're buying it. That particular investment strategy into Bitcoin has worked out very well. And what happens with the price is it's constantly changing, moment to moment. There are exchanges all around the globe. There are thousands of exchanges where people are trading rubles for Bitcoin and yen for Bitcoin. And U.S. dollars for Bitcoin and, you know, whatever, you know, fiat government monies we're talking about. So the price is constantly in flux. And so the price just changes based on the marketplace.
Yeah, you know, it sounds very scary the way you guys are explaining it. And it's also probably overcomplicating it. So basically, everything changes in value, right? The U.S. dollar value goes down, right?
That's right.
But if you look at currency,
it's been monetonically down.
Not like right. 20% a year,
so,
like you're talking about.
It does, yeah, you're right. And so if you look at it compared to the U.S., that's mostly true for the U.S. dollar, but it really depends. Like, if you take a look at the Canadian dollar as an example, as another fiat currency, it dropped about 40% over 4 years. So, this idea that currencies can't drop or don't drop, and that's like a fairly stable currency. Now, you can also take a look at, like, other currencies like Venezuela, which went into hyperinflation is basically worthless, right?
Right.
So,
right.
It kind of
that can happen here.
Right.
It can
happen with crypto.
It will happen to the dollar sooner or later.
Yeah.
The dollar will go to zero.
Well, that can happen to crypto, but not in the same way, because what you're talking about is political manipulation of the money supply versus a programmatic manipulation.
Let's say you have a quantity of Bitcoin and you accurately predicted that it was going to fail or fall, and you wanted to liquidate quickly, where would you go to convert it to cash or German marks or whatever you
there
want
to. There are a variety of ways that you can do that.
Any exchange would let you do it, right?
One, you can go to what's called an exchange. These are online websites where you can, you know, like connect a bank account. You can sell your Bitcoin there for U.S. dollars and then withdraw them.
Is there a fee for doing that?
Of course, yeah. There's always going to be a fee anytime you're exchanging one currency.
It's just like a money broker at like when you go into Canada, for example,
at an airport. Or something.
Yeah, like an airport or something like that. There's going to be a fee to convert. Now it depends on
what you want to convert to. Also, it may well be that you decide that the dollar and Bitcoin are both toast, and so what do you do then? Well, you would spend your Bitcoin buying bullion from somebody like Roberts and Roberts in Florida who will trade you gold for Bitcoin. It's just like anything else. If you think it's going to go down, you trade out of it into something, gotcha, hopefully, that you think is going to go up.
About what you were saying was like trading computer time. There's transaction costs. What are the transaction costs?
Very small. With cryptocurrency,
well, it depends on what the
cryptocurrency
is.
In general, it's a fraction of a penny.
Well, Bitcoin
usually,
can
get up to like 50 cents. I've seen.
Is Bitcoin that low now?
Yeah, Bitcoin's been around 20 or 30.
Oh wow, it's dropped down a lot.
But even though it's more than all the other cryptocurrencies, it's still a fraction of what it's going to cost you to send a wire transfer. It's a fraction of what it's going to spend at a Western Union.
I see people pay $120
for Bitcoin cash. Bitcoin specifically is subject to a problem where the fees vary depending on how busy the network is. And so, Bitcoin has a low capacity. And so the Bitcoin fees specifically have in the past gotten outrageously high. And there's no reason that couldn't happen in the future. Coins like Bitcoin Cash and others don't have that problem.
There was a time when Bitcoin was more expensive than a wire transfer. It was a brief time in
2016. Yeah, it depends on where it was going to, whether it's domestic or international. International.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm talking about domestic.
Yeah, domestically probably higher, but international to some destinations definitely lower.
And it's certainly faster than a wire transfer.
Yes.
Any way you
slice it. It's instant compared to, you know, probably waiting days for
a wire
transfer.
Although there was a time when Bitcoin was so slow that it literally took weeks to first.
So if you didn't pay the $120 fee, then
So if you're going to check out a crypto, I would suggest you check out Bitcoin Cash. But
there's a ton of these things, and the basics.
There's a few that really matter, though.
There's basics.
Well, Hold that thought,
Gator. We'll bring it back here. We love talking about cryptocurrency. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for
just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And Chris, by the way, from Think Penguin, you can go over and get some cool Linux privacy-oriented hardware from the folks at Think Penguin. Anything new going on there?
We got a new dial-up modems.
That's not going to be a hot
USB
seller.
USB cellular modems are going to be in the catalog soon, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So they're plug and play.
Could you use that with different cellular
drivers or anything?
Like, could you use that with different cellular services or something?
Yeah. So like all your, we're going to have support for all the major providers in the United States with one modem, which is kind of cool.
Meaning you don't have to buy it from the company; you can buy it from you guys.
Yeah, you can buy it from us and then activate with any of the different major providers. So it's
nice. It's unlocked.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it's great because you can get different SIM cards from Verizon now. Uh-huh. And Verizon's actually real hard to get a USB modem for, cellular modem for now. It's impossible, as far as I can tell, because there aren't any, they banned all voice, or any device that does not have 4G voice. Like there's this modern 4G voice thing, as opposed to the old 4G, which used 3G for voice, and then 4G, I guess, was only data. And so they banned the devices that have the old 4G, but that don't also have support for the new 4G voice stuff. Mm-hmm. And so basically that means all your cellular devices, which is really stupid because the cellular devices don't use voice anyway. Anyway, mm-hmm. as a result, there aren't any USB cellular modems on the market that work with Verizon service anymore,
but
except for
will.
Ours will. But
is this coming soon?
Yeah.
How soon?
Now, hopefully within the next week or so.
Now, my experience with USB modems is that they're kind of a pain in that even with Windows, like there are no drivers for old ones.
Yeah, well, this is the problem, and this is the problem that we actually solve. Now, I can't solve it for Windows, right? But I can solve it for Linux. And basically, what's going on is these modems have their certain modes, and the manufacturers, they're shipping with them in modes that don't work, and then the driver basically, when you install the driver, it will change the mode to one that does work in Windows. But what that means is that when you go to a new version of Windows, the modem no longer works, and because they don't have any drivers for the new version of Windows. Right, it's typical for Windows, you lose support for the modem. So with Linux, with our modem, okay, we're setting it to what's called MBIM mode, which is basically a standard, and that's the mode that it starts up with by default.
What
so
these
there's
cost?
No drivers to install or stuff to mess around
what's
with.
So you just stick it in once and it works.
Yeah, and it will continue to work indefinitely with any future releases of Linux or
until Verizon
any
shuts
other
down their
software
cell tower or whatever, right?
You can switch to a different carrier because these things are jailbroken.
Yes, right. So instead
what
of being,
what does one of these things cost?
I don't know exactly what the price
customer,
is going to be.
Not you, but
under
100.
I'm imagining. No. Not going to be that expensive. It's probably going to be somewhere between 80 and 100.
Okay.
I'm hoping to hit $80 price point, but it kind of depends.
You're probably going to pay as much to get one from Verizon or whatever
prices.
So.
I don't know what that is yet. For sure. You can get. This modem is potentially better in some respects than some of the stuff you can get for Verizon. But I would say, as far as value for your money, this is just amazing.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
All right. ThinkPenguin.com. Check him out there. We did, by the way. Gator dropped off the line. I thought that he might have had more questions about cryptocurrency. But hey, look, Gator, we're here every night. We do the show every single night here on Free Talk Live. Did you have more that you wanted to add, though? Nobody about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. Like, did you feel like there was a thought that you wanted to share in the last segment that you didn't have a chance to get out about?
Let's see.
Crypto?
Not really. I'd like to go back and say what I said before, but say it well. I don't know.
I'll say something else about the purpose, because he had called to ask about the purpose of Bitcoin. From my perspective, and you can read Satoshi Nakamoto's own words, Satoshi Nakamoto is the individual or group of people or whoever it is, he, she, we don't know. But Satoshi seemed to be very anti-big bank, anti-big government. He seemed to be somebody, or she seemed to be somebody, who wanted to decentralize the power of money, get it out of the hands of the central authority control types, the treasuries, the mints, the central banks, the government gangs, get it out of their hands. The power of money. It's a very, very important thing, a very important power, and put it into the hands of the individuals. And that's what Satoshi successfully did by creating Bitcoin. The fees and the who's and the where's and the, all the details
side
about
benefits.
It, those are all on the side. And cryptocurrency and Bitcoin is an amazing phenomenon that at this point is still new. If you think about the perspective, look at time, right? You've got gold and silver, precious metals. They've been money for a long time, for thousands of years. You've got paper money, a few hundred years, right? The paper money hasn't been around for too long. Credit cards, 70 years, something like that. I mean, the credit cards haven't been around for long at all. It took a while
It took 40 years for them to
catch on.
Widespread, and I put that in quotes, adoption. So there's still a lot of places. A lot of people in Europe don't have credit cards.
And still today, a lot of businesses won't take them because they don't want to pay the ridiculous fees.
Even in the United States, there's a lot of places that won't take it. Or they'll restrict, you can't use it for transactions
less than
$10.
Right.
Yeah, $20 maybe even.
And basically, that's what it comes down to for me with fees, is we shouldn't be comparing the cost of sending Bitcoin to the cost of sending a wire transfer. Because you're not going to send a wire transfer for a cup of coffee. You should compare it to the cost of using a credit card.
And those are significant. Yeah.
I would call anything over 3% unacceptable.
Yeah, if you're buying like a laptop or something like that, you're paying hundreds of dollars worth of fees. depending on the price of the laptop, obviously.
Well, when you say you mean the business owner.
Indirectly,
But you're paying
the customer. Yeah.
Because they calculate that.
It's like a hidden tax that people don't know that they're paying every time they use a credit card.
That all goes to the banks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's expensive.
So when you buy with cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, 100% or close to it of the amount goes to the person who you're sending the crypto to.
Well, 100% of it does go to the person you're sending it to. It's the user's paying the fee, but it's a very, very small, like less than 1% in most cases.
Some systems,
or less than 1 cent in most cases for Bitcoin Cash.
Okay, but
or Dash.
That's Hold on, that's if you pay them directly. If they're using a system like a BitPay, then BitPay may be taking up to a percent of that fee.
Oh, but that's not crypto. Don't do that.
But what you're paying for there is like
BitPay. Well, he uses BitPay.
Yeah, I use BitPay. So that's true, but that's like saying, you know, when you pay.
What are they charging, 1% these days?
I think so, but that's, I don't even know that. I don't know if that's for only if you cash out.
It's still cheaper than credit cards
by
a significant factor.
Right.
But yeah, if you send directly to somebody with cryptocurrency, then the sender pays the fee, and it's a very, very small fee in almost all cases.
And the thing I also want to point out is that's like saying, you know, the company that you pay for your point of sale machine is, you know, you're paying somebody for that, right? So it's the same thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, dollars, you know, U.S. dollars have no fee attached, but if you take into account the point of sale machine that you're paying for in order to accept those dollars, there is a cost there. So it's the same thing, you know, with you know, taking crypto. If you use the service, depending on which point of sale software you're using, it depends on what it's going to cost.
Except for AnyPay, which does
zero.
Not charge.
Right, it can be zero with any, like AnyPay is a perfect example of zero. But on the other hand,
like that.
BitPay, they charge 1%, but I'm not even sure if that's one. That might only be if you cash out. In other words, you convert from Bitcoin to U.S. dollars or Bitcoin Cash.
I forget.
US
what does Bitcoin or BitPay give you for that 1%? Why do you use it? What's the advantage?
Well, I mean, 1% is actually a really good price,
it's cheaper
probably
than
for converting
than a
crypto or currencies.
They provide conversion services.
Conversion. So if I withdraw to my
and acceptance, there's a system, right? You can put it onto your website, and they, you know, they got the 15-second or 15-minute clock that counts down while you wait for the payment. It generates the code. It's got like a database where it shows your transactions. You can export it to a CSV. So it's got some business friendly.
Does it do something that BTC Pay doesn't do?
So here's the answer to that question. So BitPay was one of the first companies that had a system to basically integrate into websites to accept payment in cryptocurrencies. Now, you could accept cryptocurrencies without them previously, but not if you wanted it integrated where people could easily check out, for example, and you had a lot of different products. That's the benefit. That was the benefit back in those days. Now, BTC Pay came along later. It's probably still more difficult to set that up. It took literally 5 minutes for somebody somebody who's non-technical would probably be able to set this up too because it's just a plugin basically and entering a few credentials. So it makes it what you're paying for is the service, more or less, which is the conversion between cryptocurrency and dollars, if you use that part of the service.
And you can set it up to auto-convert a percentage as well. I like what they do there at BitPay. They've been around for a long time. AnyPay, of course, does a great job, and they do it for less as far as just accepting crypto, but AnyPay doesn't offer the conversion to
fiat.
But they do have a website plugin now. That's new.
I was going to say, and they were not doing websites previously.
That's right. So they launched as a business.
That's big. I want to integrate that into my church website, too.
Hey, we're out of time for tonight. If you called in at the very end of the show, which seems to happen every night, call earlier tomorrow night, and we'll get you on the air. So if you didn't get on tonight.
Or call at 10:30 tonight for Freer Talk Live.
Yes, and that's happening on our Twitch and DLive over at twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm in a half hour.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.